A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Inside Sources.
Welcome back, everyone, to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. Great to be with you today. And as I mentioned before the break, had the opportunity last week to sit down with Kevin Guest. Kevin Guest is the CEO of USANA Health Sciences, and he's an extraordinary musician. He has a book out that we'll talk about. It's called All the Right Reasons, 12 Timeless Principles for Living a Life in Harmony. And the interesting thing to me is even in the title of the book, he actually gets it right. It's for all the right reasons. And 100% of the proceeds from the book are going to help those in need and some of the USANA Foundation's effort to help feed hungry children around the world. So it's based on solid principles. It's about a solid principle, and that's what I love about talking to Kevin Guest. You can hear my entire interview with Kevin Guest on our Therefore What podcast. That we've got that posted on our Facebook page, as well as anywhere you can get your podcasts. And so in talking with Kevin, I mean, you see him, and he's just this dynamic leader, a great musician. He's been on stages in front of tens of thousands of people, and yet he was courageously vulnerable enough to share with us some of the things that go on internally. And this is so important. As you've heard this morning, later on this week on Thursday, our own Amanda Dixon is going to be helping us talk through some of the issues around Suicide Prevention Month and anxiety, stress, depression, all of those things. These are critical topics. We're going to talk with Jenny Howe tomorrow on this program. You don't want to miss that. And really have these uncomfortable conversations that I think are crucial conversations that we need to have. And so here's a little bit of my conversation with Kevin Guest talking about courageous vulnerability, including speaking about anxiety, therapy, getting the help that you need.
And it's also very self-medicating to speak your truth and to be able to say things that are real versus this facade that we put up. And so when you just get things out and you're actually real and you talk to people, it's like for me, I struggle with anxiety to the point where I felt like I was having some panic attacks along the way. Well, when I say that on stage or on TV in front of thousands of people and they sit there and think, wow, this guy struggles with that. Well, yeah. I do too. And then I talk about, you know what? I've been to therapy. I've got professional help. They go, wow. I've had many people come up and say, I am so glad you said that. I've been so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think from a mental illness perspective, we have to get out of the stigma that the struggles we have mentally are some kind of a bad thing. It's no different than having cancer. You'd go to a doctor if you had cancer. If you're having a mental struggle or illness, you should go to a professional so that you can learn skills and have tools so that when these incidents come up, you can effectively deal with them.
So important that we do need to change the conversation around mental health in our society, especially here in the state of Utah. We can do better in this space. And I love that Kevin is the CEO of a billion-dollar organization, and he's standing up there and saying, I struggle with anxiety. I struggle with those moments where I feel like maybe even I'm having a panic attack. And getting the help, getting the right kind of help is the issue and the answer. And there's great nobility in that. As I talk to people, it's always, thank you for sharing that. Thanks for having an honest, truthful conversation. We don't have to hide behind the facades anymore. We need to move forward. I want to share with you, Kevin gave a specific example. I mentioned Kevin Guest, he's been on stages around the world, including places like the Grand Ole Opry. And again, you look at someone on stage, you think, oh, man, they've got it all together. They got their act together. They've got confidence. That is not always the case. And so as you listen to this, I want you to picture yourself in some of the places where you're uncomfortable and see if it's not the same.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, an example that I share in the book is I'm a musician, as you said in the introduction, and I'm standing on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry, and all of a sudden start having all this negative self-talk. And before I'm ready to go out on stage, which is a national broadcast, one of the most famous stages in music in the world.
Right.
I'm starting to breathe fast. My heart is starting to pound. My mouth is dry. And so what I did was I clicked right into an exercise that I had learned to bring me present, to bring me in the now. And literally while I was standing ready to go out on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, I was running that exercise. And by the time I walked out on stage, I was able to do the performance, to have a good experience. But it's kind of like life. Most people only see the stage performance. Mm-hmm. They never see the standing behind the stage and having the freak out moment.
Right.
And they look at you up there playing and they go, wow, you're so good. You look like you're having so much fun. You're so talented. But reality, there is a lot more to the story. And I think that's very similar to our lives.
So whether that's a musician on a stage, whether that's a politician, whether that's a radio show host, it's easy to look and see, oh, yeah, that person knows what they're doing, or, oh, man, they're so confident. There's a lot more going on behind, and we have to be careful what we project based on what we see on someone's social media feed or how we see them in public. Many have private battles and challenges that none of us would trade for. And so we need to step back and think that through just a little bit. Again, you can hear more of that conversation with Kevin Guest on our Therefore What podcast. And again, we've got that posted on our Facebook page today. I shifted gears with Kevin. Again, he leads a billion-dollar international organization. And we talked about how vital it is in a very complicated world for leaders of all types to be a little more decisive.
I often joke with other executives when we're in the middle of a crisis or something's happening. I said, well, this is what they're paying us for. And you know, that's really why we're hired and we're there, is to be able to be decisive when it matters the most. And I think the number one thing when it comes to that from a leadership perspective is to know what your core values are. Mm. What makes you you? What is your true north? And what is something that you're willing to never compromise? And as long as you know what your core values are, that is 90% of the battle, in my opinion, from a leadership perspective and being able to be decisive. An example that happened at USANA is we had a bunch of products that when we tested had a very small amount of microbes from some raw materials that we had had. We could have just shipped the materials out and nobody would have known the difference. We could have microwaved them or nuked them to kill the bacteria, which would have caused a different issue, but we're a health company. We know what our values are and what we're about, so the decision became easy to be decisive. So we trashed millions of dollars of product because our core value at USANA is health, and integrity is another core value, and so it made the decisiveness much easier because we understood what our core values were as a company and also for us as human beings knowing where we stand.
All right. Again, that's my conversation with Kevin Guest. And it's so important to know what matters most to you. And this is one that I think we can wrap around what we're seeing from President Trump, from Joe Biden, and from many others who are running for office, whether that's at the national level, the federal level here, or the state level, and on down from there, that we hire people to be decisive, not when things are going great. Not when we're winning and we're number one and all of that. You hire people to lead when things are hard and when things are really bad. And it's a really good question that we ought to ask ourselves as voters is, how will this person do in a challenge? They may be really great today or really good at the cheerleading component or might be really positive or I love this or I love that. When things go wrong, how are they going to react? Can they handle the pressure? Can they handle the criticism? Can they bring forward difficult conversations? Can they tell you what you need to know when you need to know it? All great questions. Really appreciate my conversation with Kevin Guest from USANA. Again, you can hear that on our Therefore What podcast. All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside for bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about why Utah is so well positioned to lead coming out of the pandemic. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up.
they pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.